The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron, and wait on me while I eat and drink'? You may eat and drink when I am finished. Is he grateful to that servant because he did what he commanded? So it should be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we are obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
A Texas farming town was going through a very severe drought, just like us here in Southern California. It was so bad that really, if they got some rain right away, it's gonna ruin their crops for that year. And obviously that have many serious financial repercussions for the people and the town. The city council couldn't think of what else they can do in trying to, you know, procure some more water to the townspeople. So out of desperation, they turn to the religious leaders in the town and ask them if they can have a prayer service for the whole town so they can pray to God and ask God to save them and send some rain. So the pastors of the town, they told their congregations, next Sunday at noon after all the services is done, we gotta gather in the town square and we all gonna pray to God and bring with you some kind of symbol of witness to your faith. So that Sunday at noon, the whole town gathered in the square, and pastor after pastor went up to the podium and started, you know, reading scripture and offering prayers. And one of the pastors, after he finished his prayer, he asked the townspeople to raise their symbols of faith. And then Bibles, crucifixes, rosaries went up, and the people prayed in a loud voice, "Lord, have mercy, send us rain." And as the pastor was looking at the crowd, he saw a boy with an umbrella raised. And he was wondering, why this boy raising an umbrella? Umbrella is not a sign of faith. So he recognized the boy that is one from his congregation. So after the service, he went to the boy and said, "Joey, what's the thing with the umbrella? That's not a symbol of faith." He goes, "Pastor, I thought if we were praying for rain, shouldn't I bring an umbrella?" That's the faith that Jesus calls us to. Not a faith that's in our head, "I believe in God." Well, guess what? The devil believes in God too because he knows God exists. But he's not a person of faith. Faith is not that fuzzy feeling what we feel in our hearts. Faith is living what we believe, acting as if truly God is there for us, that God will be with us every step of the time. He'll never abandon us. That God, as our first reading reminds us, God is faithful to his promises. Maybe not in the way we pray or what we want or our own timing, but God will always deliver on his promises. In the first reading, the prophet Habakkuk is teaching us, how do we witness to our faith in difficult times? The people of Israel at that time were under the occupation of the Assyrians, a superpower. And Habakkuk, on behalf of the people, cried out to God, "Lord, don't you see the violence? Don't you see how we are being treated? Come and deliver us." And God tells them, "Hang in there. Persevere in your faith. Wait for it. I will always fulfill my promises." All of us at one time or other in our lives, we go through difficult times, through times of crisis. Maybe not personally, maybe we look at the world and we're discouraged with everything that's going on. And we also cry out, just like that people at the time of Habakkuk, Lord, where are you? Why are you letting this happen? Why did you give me cancer? Why did I lose my job? Why is my marriage breaking up? And God tells us, be patient, persevere. In times of difficulty, the witnessing to our faith means persevering and trusting God's promises, being patient, waiting for God, because sooner or later, God will come and deliver us. But sometimes, instead of being patient and trusting in God, we got angry at God and we turn away from God. That's not the faith that Jesus calls us to. In the second reading, Paul talks about how do we grow in our faith during the good times. Because a lot of times when things are going well in our lives, we forget about God. We only remember him when we have a crisis. And Paul tells us, stir into flame that gift that you received. What's the gift that we received, all of us? It's the gift of faith at our baptism. Our faith that we all are members of God's family. We are God's children, his daughters, his sons. And God made a promise for us to always be with us. It's like a fire, you know. If the fire burns itself, pretty soon there's nothing there left but embers. And during those good times, we need to stoke that fire so the flame comes up again. And the way we do it, St. Paul tells us, is not living lives of cowardice, not living as cowards, but living our faith courageously. Stepping out, extending ourselves a little bit, trusting more and more in God, that the power of God is within us, and that with God will help us to achieve and to accomplish his mission, the salvation of all his children. To be generous, act in love. Love means sharing of ourselves instead of being focused on just in ourselves. I come first. People of faith will trust that if we put God first and our brothers and sisters, our neighbors first, then God will take care of us. See, a lot of times we don't live our faith, we don't act of faith. It's mostly out of fear. Well, I'm afraid I don't have time to share my time and talent building God's kingdom. I can barely, you know, take care of myself and my family with my time. Or I can't give to the church because, you know, what if I can't pay my bills? I don't know how's the economy going to turn. Faith is putting God first. It's trusting if I give my time, of my talent, of my treasure, God will make sure that he will take care of all my needs. That's the God we believe in. Jesus in the gospel, when he responds to their disciples asking him to increase their faith, he's not admonishing them or telling them, well, you don't have faith as small as the mustard seed. What he's telling them, you don't need that much faith. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. But you got to act on it. Just like anything in life, if you want to be a good athlete, you have to practice. You can't stay at home and expect that you're going to get better as a football player or a basketball player. If you are a musician or a singer, you have to practice. If you want to grow in faith, you have to practice your faith. You have to live your faith. You have to step out of the boat that Peter did when there was a storm that was tossing the boat around. And Jesus will make us walk on water. That's how we increase our faith. And today we'll have an opportunity to kind of raise up our umbrella as high as that boy did as a sign of our faith by filling our pledged commitment cards for your financial support of Holy Family during this year. Now, many of you probably already got it in the mail and you already filled it out and mailed it back. And thank you for your generosity and your support of Holy Family. But if you have not mailed it yet, although if you might have filled it at home, please take one of the cards in the pews and fill it now. Now, people ask me, well, Father, you know, I give. Why do I have to do this? Well, we'll ask you to do this. It's not for us as far as the staff here. It really doesn't help us in any way. But we ask you to do it so you can grow in faith and trust in God. So you can show God that I put God first. I'm going to determine what I'm going to give back to God from what God has given me before my any other bills. Because I trust God will provide for me. Because you're showing God that, you know, I take this seriously. I'm grateful to your blessings during this year. I'm going to pray about this. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to make a commitment. Because I trust you that you're going to help me fulfill that commitment. And when God does and you see, well, you know, that's what's pretty good. I trusted in God and he helped me during this year. He made me fulfill all my obligations in life. That's what we ask you to do, is more really for you. Because the more we trust God in small things, then it's much easier for us to trust God in the bigger things, in crises in our lives. But we have to practice our faith. So please take one of these cards if you haven't done yet and fill it out. It's pretty simple. And just mark the boxes. And even if you're not going to commit to any amount now, fill out your contact information. This will help us to keep our records up to date. These days, people change emails, change cell phone numbers so often that sometimes we don't have the current information for you. But I hope all of you will take this opportunity to step out in the deep and trust that no matter what you offer God, God will fulfill all his obligations towards you. You might be saying, okay, why does the church need money? I mean, look, it's a beautiful building. The lights are on. The air conditioning is on. Why do you need money? Do you know how much our power bill was in August? Think of a number in your head. It was over $25,000. Just the power bill, one bill. But we don't only need your support financially to pay our bills, but also to help our mission of building God's kingdom, of doing programs like you saw today with the children, with our teens, with our young adults. Everything these days takes money. Unfortunately, nothing is free. One thing, inflation. I mean, we all kind of dealing with the inflation of about 10%. If you're able to, I'd like you to consider adding 10% to your annual contributions to the church for what you gave last year. If you're able to. And if you can do more, please do more, because you know some people can raise their contributions by 10%. But if you haven't been contributing, I ask you to consider giving the minimum wage for 1 hour per week, $15 per week. Just take a step of faith. And if things come up and you can't do it, then you can stop. You know, this is not a bill. We're not going to send you a bill in 3 months saying, well, you promised $10 a week and you haven't given us the $10. Pay up. This is just really between you and God and witnessing to God and to the community that, yes, my gift to God is important because I'm grateful for what God has blessed me. So take a moment, fill out the cards, put them in the basket during the collection. Thank you all for your generous support of Holy Family through your time, talent, and treasure. And I know together we're going to continue to keep Holy Family the wonderful parish that it's been for all these years.